The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, it's the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Let's get to the first talk back of the day. It's how we start every single show.
Good morning, JV Show. Jess, Selena, Graham. Happy Tuesday. This is Jenny from Santa Cruz, a mom just wanting to wish her daughter, Catalina, Kelly for short, a happy 11th birthday today. Hope you have a great day and happy birthday from mom, dad, Carlos, Oliver, and Ramsey. Hope you have a great day and everybody else too. Love you guys. Bye.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. Woo-hoo. Who gives a fart?
That's a great
point. Yeah, we don't care about that.
Stop. Graham, anything you want to talk about here?
I did. I wanted to talk about some baby raccoons that had to get rescued from inside a wall at Chase Center the other night. This was before the Golden State Valkyries game. Have you guys been keeping tabs on the Valkyries?
I have
the
not.
Newest WNBA team?
Oh, they're doing great.
Right? Really? What's their record?
Right now, I think 3-1.
Plus, can we fact check?
Yes,
can we fact check that?
Actually, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know if they played that many games yet. But some animal control officers had to be called to Chase Center to get the little baby raccoons out. They're so cute, and they had to get rescued out of the. One of them had their head stuck in the wall. They were stuck in there, but they got him out and rescued him, and it was a real cute moment for social media. But all that got me to thinking was, look, we used to rip on the Coliseum all the time. I mean, there were possums falling out of the ceiling. There was more than 60 stray cats, there might have even been more. But Chase Center's brand new. I mean, within the last couple years, right? And here we already have raccoons coming out of the walls and having to
get
rescued.
There's no reason for this.
It seems a little bit too soon, and maybe do we owe the Coliseum a bit of an apology?
No, because it was still nasty there. Nastier.
Right, but there's already raccoons coming out of the walls at Chase Center.
Because there's raccoons everywhere. There were some outside the building not too long ago, like a week ago, maybe.
Oh, Jess told me she was scared to get to come in.
Yeah.
What did you think they were going to do?
Wouldn't let her pull into the garage.
No, it was a standoff.
Yeah, maybe San Francisco just has a raccoon problem.
Well, there are very mean raccoons in San Francisco. There are. I remember living in this my apartment over in like Russian Hill area. You'd go out to the trash cans and watch out. There'd be like five or six of them out there, and they'd all hiss at you and stuff and make all these sounds. And you're like, well, okay, guys, I guess I'll come back later. Don't worry.
What sucks is like from kind of far back, like they look kind of cute. Like
they
do. Look like they have a little mask on. Mm-hmm. I know, but then you get close and you're like, oh no, they will rip your face off.
Like a domesticated one that you can have as a pet? Because some people have them as pets and they're real, and then they are really
cute.
Oh my God, that would be kind of cute.
Yeah.
Because they have like the little hands. They just like grab things.
Yeah,
it's
they're
so
just
cute.
Like.
I know.
You like teach them to like ride a little raccoon bicycle
oh
and stuff.
Oh my God, and just, like, I would die. That's
pedaling
adorable.
Around next to you. Yeah.
Play catch with it. Like throw the little ball. Like go on.
What's the Golden State Valkyries record?
I believe it's 2-0.
Okay.
Hey, you were close.
I said they were doing really good.
I already played five games. I've only played two, but okay. But that's great start for them.
And I think that was just preseason.
So the official season hasn't even started yet?
Right.
Okay, so then they don't have a record.
So there is no record, really.
The record 0-0.
It's okay. Good try, Jess.
Still close.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
Four! The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Today's the big day, you guys. Kim K will testify in the Paris robbery trial. Remember back in 2016, she was at Paris Fashion Week when the grandpa robbers broke into her luxury apartment. They tied her up, stole over $10 million worth of jewelry. She arrived at the courthouse this morning wearing all black and plenty of jewelry. The diamonds are diamonding on her today.
She's trying to send a message.
She is.
You can't hold me back.
A big middle finger,
watch
if
me
you will.
Wear these diamonds, you grandpas.
No touchy.
Well, there's no sugarcoating it, you guys. The Warriors are in trouble. They needed to win one of these last two home games in their playoff series against the Timberwolves to try to stay afloat until Steph Curry can return from injury. But they lost again last night, 117-110. They had a 2-point lead at halftime, but then they got completely pounded in the third quarter. They'll now be facing elimination in Game 5 on Wednesday night in Minnesota, and it still sounds like Steph Curry is not going to play in that one either.
Ooh,
oh, no.
No.
You'll see some low clouds this morning. Another day on the cooler side with temperatures in the mid-60s with some areas in the low 70s like Walnut Creek and Concord. Winds will pick up a bit as well. Did the sky look a little weird to you guys this morning? Like extra bright?
No. Well, there was a giant moon.
Oh.
It was like
I don't know. Something about it looked strange. I don't know if it was just me.
It was either a full moon or just a slightly past being full moon. I don't know which night it was, but it was very... You didn't see that driving in the city? It was very bright, hovering above the bridge.
Well, I was half asleep.
Oh.
But yeah, you're the one that noticed the sky, Jess.
You guys just got here.
What?
Wasn't it supposed to also just be some little sprinkles yesterday? Downpours yesterday. Downpours yesterday.
I only got sprinkles. Oh, I said rain.
We got hammered by rain yesterday. And then it'd be sunny and then hammered by rain. Oh. Hey, Scorpio besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be an 8. Your charm is currently peaking. So now's the time to reach out to key contacts that could help you advance your career.
Oh. Yes. Good for you.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for having the JV Show on. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. And you guys, this celebrity has outdid herself. She's outdone herself?
Outdone herself. Okay.
I guess it depends if it's past tense or present tense.
So this celebrity is doing amazing. Let's just put it at that.
Got it.
This woman's car caught on fire and she made a video about it. And she was like,
Paris, you want to know something that's hot? My car just caught on fire and your cup survived. Can you please buy me a new car?
Oh my God, so another one of these.
What survived? And who's she talking to?
So this woman was like, hey, Paris Hilton, my car caught on fire. Everything burned down, but this cup, it's like a Paris Hilton cup. I didn't even know she had cups.
Me neither.
But she was like, this Paris Hilton cup, it survived. Like, can you please buy my car? It seemed like she was doing it kind of jokingly. Because you've seen this
the Stanley one before,
right, mm-hmm. with Stanley's. So Paris saw the video. She flew out to where this lady is from, which I believe is Dallas. And she surprised her with a new car.
I am so mad.
I mean, this seems like the easiest thing in the world to fake. Just bring anything. Oh. If your car ever burns up.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Set my car on fire.
Yes, and who on the show needs a new car? Graham.
Yes, and also I could put like my old golf clubs in the back and be like, dude, TaylorMade, look what happened to my clubs. They survived, but also could I get a new car and a new set of clubs? And they'll be like, yes, bro, yes.
Yes. We should do multiple takes with different products.
And different celebrities.
So we can send out multiple videos, to multiple companies and multiple celebs all at once and just see who responds. Maybe you get more than one new car.
Yes, every time. It's like, what else do I need? My laptop screen's cracked. Let's put that in there.
We have a whole video shoot. Yeah, we can do one with
what if nobody responds?
And it's just me standing in front of a smoldering pile.
Yeah, well, then you have no car.
And that's
the risk we're willing to take.
Yeah, but some celebrity's finally going to be like, dude, fine. How much was that old bucket of bolts worth? Okay, sure. I'll get you a new 2001 4Runner.
So then, does this make you more mad than happy? Because I'm kind of happy for her, but I am kind of like, dang, if this happened to me,
it bothers me.
Where's my free car?
What are the chances? Right. Yeah, I feel like if any one of us tried it, we wouldn't have the same look.
What kind of cups is Paris Hilton slanging? Like, what?
Is it like Stanley S?
In the Stanley Cup game?
It seems the size of the water jug that Selena used to bring into the studio a while back.
So it's a plastic cup.
So this
video, she was clearly lying, but apparently, I just looked it up, Paris Hilton has the whole line of different tumblers and cups.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's plastic, but it is like a giant
water
tumbler.
But it is metal.
Right.
Okay,
hers was a metal one.
If it's metal, then yeah, okay, that makes, because it was plastic and her whole car burned up, that thing ain't surviving.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
It would have melted.
Now, we see a lot of people do this, though. Is it going to get to a point where celebrities are kind of like, okay, we get it. Like, we're not going to give you a car anymore. Like, that's it. But why is it still happening? I've seen it way too many times now.
Has there been more? I've only heard of the Stanley one and now this one.
I feel like I heard first from Stanley, I heard multiple ones. Then a lot of people were making videos. Now, this one I like because there were nurses that were making videos saying like, hey, would you be able to donate some of your cups for the nurses? Like, they work really hard. We're a small hospital in, you know, blah, blah, blah city. And a lot of these companies were donating their cups. I mean, it's not a car, but they were donating cups to the nurses. So I saw a lot of women making videos like that. That was kind of cool. So I like when people get
the burned down car ones.
Yeah, I need something a little more dramatic.
We got to come up with like a...
Sorry, nurses.
Wow.
We need something a little more. Yeah. We need some more excitement.
Let's work on our video shoot because it is coming up. Yeah. Sorry, we're going to have to burn your car down.
That's fine. It's about time.
Take one for the team.
It's about time.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about this woman whose car burnt down, and miraculously, the only thing that survived is her Paris Hilton cup, and she reached out to Paris, and Paris bought her a brand new car.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Tuesday. This is Erica from San Francisco. Just a comment about Paris Hilton giving that car to that lady in Dallas. She's actually a teacher. I think Paris Hilton actually looked into her background and everything and felt that she deserved a new car. So I think there was some backstory behind that. But that's nice of Paris Hilton for giving to the community and her fans.
Right. Well, Graham's a big fan.
That makes me feel better if there was actually some...
But now we have to...
A little bit more reason than just, my cup survived!
That's a good point. But now we have to come up with some backstory for you because...
When I set my car on fire.
Right. Yeah.
Try to get a new one.
If we set it on fire and then they're like, oh, what does he do? What does
it's
he
like
do
we have to start putting out social media posts now of you volunteering at all these places.
Right.
And things.
Yeah, but I mean, they know
saving baby ducks.
The struggle is real. Like, here's a picture of him giving his wife a spatula for her birthday. Like, that's all he can get her. You know, like the stories are already there. And then.
Yeah, that's good. That's good stuff. But we just have to put it on like your social media.
Got it. I can do that.
Work on that.
Yeah.
All right, Jess, let's talk TV.
Yes, I am still watching Polly Family. This is a new show. I've been watching it on Discovery Plus. And these are two married couples. They came together and formed a quad polyamorous
one super couple
relationship, basically. And it is closed, so it's just them in this relationship of four people. They don't go out and date anybody else. They all live in one house and they raise their kids together. Now,
and they just wife swap, right?
Basically, because the men don't date each other,
right,
or they're not intimate with each other, and the women aren't intimate with each other as well. But one of the women early on in the show, she's pregnant. They're not sure who the dad is, right? Because they switch off with who they sleep with. But I do have some pregnancy slash baby related topics that came up. Starting with just something that I saw. One of the women was laying down while still pregnant. And one of the guys is just like shaving her legs as she's like laying down there. I'm assuming because she couldn't reach. But Selena, is this something that your husband had to do for you?
I still was able to shave my own legs. But I do know other women that either it is uncomfortable to have to bend down that
right.
far. So they either don't want to or they can't. And you also like can't see. You're kind of doing it blindly. So
it does get to a point where it's like hard.
It is a thing that like you'll have somebody else do it for you.
I think the real issue is. I mean, you can see, you bend over far enough there, even with the belly, you can see most of your legs, right? There's something else you might want
right.
to shave that you have no chance of seeing.
Yeah, you're doing everything blindly.
But, okay, but you're still trying to do it on your own. You're not, like, assigning that
to your husband. I didn't ask anybody else.
Okay, Graham, is this something you had to help out with?
Yeah, my wife, like I said, she could handle the legs, but I had to come in and shave the bush.
You did?
I'm kidding.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you were serious.
What?
But I mean, at that point, I mean, you're close enough. You could, right? Like you formed this bond.
If
you
she really asked you to, I think you would.
Of course, I would. But there's not a chance in the world that my wife ever would say that.
I thought you were serious. Oh my
no.
god! Yeah, I don't think I would feel comfortable.
I think she would rather die than
have that scenario
play out.
Wait, can pregnant women like go and like get waxed?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
because
wow.
a lot of ladies, they want to prepare for the delivery and not have to have the nurse or doctor be like, I can't see. Is she dilated? I don't know.
Can't find it.
Is that the head? No.
You can get a wax, but it's not like recommended because it's a lot more painful.
Wow.
Or everything's a little more sensitive.
You're more sensitive, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Something else I also hadn't considered specifically with this relationship because it is four of them. They were worried about whether or not they were all going to be allowed in the delivery room because it's three other people.
Imagine that nurse.
Yeah, the nurse is like, who's the father? The father's allowed in. The guy's
right.
like, I don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know, so we're both here.
So they ended up allowing it, which honestly, I kind of feel like it was just because they're filming a show. Because other than that, how many people do they even allow to be in there? I feel like it can't be that many, right?
Two, I thought.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the rules changed. Did COVID change the rules a little bit? Have they relaxed things now?
And I feel like it also depends on where. I feel like every hospital has their own different.
Now, at that point, because I think maybe leading up to it, you're kind of like, well, I don't want so many people to be like looking at me down there. But does it get to the point where you're like, I just want this baby out. I don't care who's there looking at me. Or does it still?
No, you stop caring.
Oh.
Also, really? I think it might be the drugs that you're on.
Oh.
That probably helps.
I think that definitely helps.
But you're giving her a good hard push, Selena, and you don't care that like the cleaning staff or the hospital just walked in and saw you.
Oh, I mean, hopefully you're at a hospital where, I mean, they're very careful about your privacy. Right. They're not everyone is just allowed anywhere.
You know what, though? Because I was thinking about this the other day, not necessarily the giving birth part, but I guess growing up, all my doctors were like older people that I didn't know. Now, as I'm growing up, I'm starting to see more people that are working in the medical industry that I went to school with. So I'm like, how embarrassing is it if I was like, hey, I'm ready to give birth. And then my doctor is somebody who I had in like math class in high school. I don't know why, but for some reason, I'm like, that would be so traumatizing.
Look, I remember you. You look totally different than the last time I saw you.
And you know, they're looking at your chart and they're like reading everything. And they'll never admit that because of HIPAA. But like, come on.
They're talking to
their friends. You guys who work in the medical field, you look.
You look. They read. Yeah. They remember. They tell their significant others. And they also look and see what they see
and judge
and then tell their significant others, even though they're not supposed to.
Oh, no. Okay, back to the show. After the baby was born, one of the...
Is this a spoiler alert? Are we spoiling? What's the name of the show again?
Is anyone going to watch this?
This is Polly Family.
Polly Family on Discovery Plus?
Yes. No one's watching this.
It's a TLC show. But after the baby was born, one of the women was having trouble with breastfeeding. So the other woman offers to, like, help
and
step in. I didn't know that if you weren't pregnant or weren't about to give birth that you could still, like, lactate and produce milk.
Get enough crying babies around you, you can do anything.
Really? So after you have a baby once, like, the milk is just still there? Like,
no, it's not.
Oh.
You can't just turn on the tap?
I'm so confused.
Well, because she was like, I think I'm ready to, like, start... like, I guess, lactate training. I forgot the exact term that she uses. I don't know why I'm like caressing my
head. Yeah, Jess is like grabbing herself, her breast.
Yeah, you don't actually have to. We know what breastfeed is, Jess. You don't need to squeeze a cup full right here on the show.
So she's like, you know, I want to be able to help since you're having some trouble with lactating and so that I can step in and breastfeed the baby for you. But it just was a little bit strange. I don't know if...
The female body's incredible. I think you can kickstart the system.
Maybe there is something where if you are around babies enough and you train. Maybe.
And I guess that, I mean, that's better having, I don't know, is having somebody else lactate for you or breastfeed for you better than no breastfeeding at all? Because breast milk is good for them, right?
It is.
You're going to start a big debate because some people are, you know, if it doesn't happen, it's fine. Formula. So.
No, it still works, but they're.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it helps when you have an extra person that's willing to...
A couple of extra boobs over there.
Yeah.
But that's Polly Family.
One lucky baby. You got four to choose from.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were talking about Polly Family. If you don't know, it's a show on Discovery Plus where you got two couples that all mush together to form one super couple. They have kids. One of the women is pregnant. We don't know who the dad is. It's one of
one of
the other guys. And Jess, you were asking a bunch of questions about...
like baby related because one of the women is pregnant.
Yeah. Right. And she says that one of the guys was shaving her legs for her. And I said you could get waxed, but I think it's extra painful because everything is so sensitive.
Good morning. I just wanted to comment on the waxing while pregnant. I did it with both my kids and it was great. It was fine. It was a little bit more sensitive, but I think the hardest part is laying back. I think laying back was the hardest part, so I had to bring my own pillow. But yeah, I did it even, I think I was already 9 months pregnant and ready to deliver, and I got a wax right before, and yeah. Have a good day. Bye.
You are so brave.
Oh my God. I would be scared.
You are so brave.
You are so
like
brave.
At 9 months, what if the baby just born right there?
Well, at least you have somebody down there attending to the area. They could be
that
the one to catch it.
You also have some lactation questions.
Right.
Because one of the women on the show, the one who's not pregnant, was like, you know, I'd like to step in and help you in that department.
This is Samira from Utah, and I'm listening to this story. It is crazy. But I had to say, it is possible to induce lactation even if you are not pregnant. You do it via taking hormones, and some women who are adopting induce lactation so that way they can breastfeed the child that they are adopting. It's interesting.
Oh, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah. I feel like I have heard of that.
Yeah. Sounds familiar. Well, thank you for those talkbacks and for clearing that up. You guys are so smart.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So today is the second day of the Diddy trial. Let's talk about some of the shocking things that were said on the witness stand yesterday, though, because oh my God. So obviously both sides gave their opening statements, but once things got really underway, it got a little crazy. They did call a police officer to the stand who was working as security at the hotel when the Diddy Cassie fight happened. And he says that, you know, he walked out of the elevator because he was called about a woman that was, you know, in distress and yelling and stuff. So he saw them with his own eyes, and he was the one that walked in the back to the room and escorted Cassie out of the hotel. So they had that witness on the stand yesterday. But I want to talk about the male dancer that got called up to testify, because he said he was hired to perform and strip at a party. Next thing he knows, he's being paid to meet up with Cassie and Diddy at some hotel. And things happened in that hotel room. He says that Diddy was in a disguise the first time he goes over there. He's wearing
a hat with like a fake mustache.
He's wearing a white robe, a baseball cap, and a bandana over his face. And he said that he was just a guy in the importing and exporting business. And he says that he could tell it was Diddy, though, because of his voice.
Baby oil.
Like, who doesn't know Diddy's voice? Yeah, maybe he was working on transporting baby oil.
What do you import, baby oil? What do you export, baby oil?
Well, funny you bring that up, Graham, because the first thing that happened was Cassie requested a massage with
baby oil.
And as things progressed with them, Cassie and this male exotic dancer, Diddy, sat in the corner doing things alone. And they did this many times, with him receiving up to $6,000 per encounter. And he said that Diddy would sometimes give instructions or would film them. And then they started asking him to shower Cassie of the golden sort.
Oh.
Wow.
He also said that he saw Diddy get violent with Cassie and remembered thinking to himself, like, oh my God, this is somebody with unlimited power. Even if I were to, like, say anything, like, I could possibly die. And that's why he didn't report any of the violence. But he says that one time Diddy slapped Cassie and she was screaming out that she was sorry. And then she ran out of that room. She has no clothes on. She jumps into his lap to try to, like, find some safety, and that was when things pretty much ended with them.
Wow.
This is bizarre.
And that was just day one.
Whew.
There's going to be a lot of bombshell moments like this where people are like, I did not see that coming. I did not see that one coming. So Diddy's just sitting in the corner saying, take that.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Weird.
Or sometimes setting news behind the camera.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Got some camera work to do.
So we're going to keep you updated. Today is day two, so it's going to be more things coming out all day today. Grammy, what do you have?
All right, it's not just the Millennium Tower that's sinking here in San Francisco. It turns out the entire city is, you guys. According to some new research from Columbia University, our city is what they call in a fast sinking zone. They found that parts of San Francisco are sinking by as much as 5 millimeters a year, and that on average, the entire city was sinking an average of 1 millimeter a year. Look, millimeters, they're pretty teeny tiny and cute. Like, but according to structural engineers, this can definitely become a big problem as over time those millimeters add up. Now, look, they design buildings with a certain amount to be able to withstand a certain amount of settling. And obviously what we saw in the Millennium Tower incident, that thing sunk like 22 feet or something. That was way too much. But as the little bits of sinking add up over time, a building can become unstable. And again, the entire city is sinking. Most cities that they are tracking right now that are sinking is because we're pumping too much groundwater out. Wells are taking all the water out of the ground, and so then everything is sinking
to get
lower.
Sense.
That's not what's happening here in San Francisco.
Oh, great.
San Francisco's sinking because of basically the ground that the city is built on, which a lot of it is fill that was brought in sort of marshy areas. We brought dirt in, and that is just compacting over time. But long story short, the city is sinking, you guys.
Oh no, sound the alarm.
sound the alarm, you guys. The city is sinking, according to this new research. It could become a problem.
All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Tuesday. It's the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Let's get to What the Bleep. It's where you can win a JV Show Chuggy Muggy. Just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we'll send one out to you. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I love that when I have a big pop up, my wife is always just down to just jump on it and get it taken care of quickly.
Nice.
Wow. That's a real one right there. Get yourself
get yourself a Kate.
Yeah, seriously. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be, and then you are going to have the iHeartRadio app pop up and then hit that talkback mic button on there. Leave us your name and your city along with that guest that you're recording right there. And that's all it takes to get you in the running to win the JV Show Chug Mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's get back to What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show Chug Mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave your guesses on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. In case you missed today's clip, here it is.
I love that when I have a big pop up, my wife is always just down to just jump on it and get it taken care of quickly.
Love that there. For you, Graham.
Hop on there.
So gross.
What
oh
are you talking
God.
About?
Let's go to your guesses. Remember, this is a family See? Show. Okay, I know.
Hi, good morning, JV family. This is Emily from Vallejo, and is the bleep dot word for today zit?
A big zit.
Zit. It's one of the more popular
that was my
guesses
guess.
This morning.
Will your wife pop your zits for you, Graham?
You know, she, well, probably yes. I get ingrown hairs sometimes, like on my neck, you know?
Uh-huh.
And she'll dive in there and fish around with the tweezers and help find the hair that's in there. But sometimes that involves kind of popping the thing.
Yep.
She got one on my neck yesterday.
I don't know why that grosses me. Like, I can watch the most graphic, violent things I can watch. I literally do in my free time. I like to watch videos of like surgeries and plastic surgeries
that's
and
disgusting.
Stuff, but I cannot watch pimple popping.
Oh, that's it's gross.
I know. Thank you.
But there's nothing more satisfying than when you find the ingrown hair.
It's so disgusting.
Good morning. This is Jessica from Alameda. My guess for the bleep dot word is project. Have a great day.
Ooh, a project. Big
project. That's a good guess. Nope.
Good morning. Melissa from Marwood City. I'm going to say pimple. It's like getting rid of those things. It's pretty gross. Have a good day, guys.
Pimple, zit.
There you go. Pimple and zit. Those are probably the two most popular guesses, so we've eliminated those.
All right, continue to get those guesses in on the talkbacks on the new and improved iHeart app. Going to play more of your guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word, and we're going to send you a JV Show chuck mug just like that. In case you missed today's clip, here it is one last time.
I love that when I have a big pop up, my wife is always just down to just jump on it and get it taken care of quickly.
Ew. See, learn how to take She's a hint, ew. Ladies. Learn how to take a,
wow.
a hint.
I thought this was the family show.
Right.
Okay, just hey, I was just making sure. As always, if you think you know what that word is, you leave it on the talkback on the new and improved iHeart app. Let's run through some more of your guesses.
Hi, my name is Yesenia from Stockton, and I think the bleeped out word is blackhead.
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 That was a pretty popular guess as well once pimple and zit were eliminated, but no, it's not that.
Morning, JV Show. Julie from Valley Springs. My guess for the bleeped out word is problem. Have a great day, guys.
Oh, that's a good guess.
That's a good guess. Popular guess.
Big problem.
Not it.
Hey, guys. It's Angie. My guess is event or meeting. No, event. Have a good day, bye.
Event.
That's a big event.
Meeting.
Oh, dang it.
The double whammy.
Morning, JV Show. I love you guys. I really do. I love Selena. Selena, it triggers me to the core when you say Chuggy Muggy. I do not know why it triggers me so much when you say Chuggy Muggy or when you, like, occasionally say Grammy. Like, I love you guys so much, but I had to say it. Please don't say Chuggy Muggy. Okay, have a good day. I don't know the bleep that word.
She doesn't know what the bleep that word is. It's going to be hard for her to win a Chuggy, JV Show Chuggy Muggy.
Chuggy Muggy.
When she doesn't even venture a guess
from
in
Grammy.
There.
From
yeah.
Grammy. Right. I know. I think Grammy's a cute nickname.
I like it.
I like that. You know, it shows that we're friends. You got like a cute little friend nickname for you. And Chuggy Muggy, I wasn't even the one who came up with that. Someone left it on a talkback one time and it stuck.
It did.
Shuggy, oh, but muggy you can't say from it Grandma.
Oh, you well, just triggered her like 10 times.
I'm sorry. Did nobody get the word today?
We have once again. We are in a vicious, vicious slump now, you guys.
Oh,
we're
no.
In a drought.
All right, so take a listen to today's clip, Unbleeped.
I love that when I have a big dilemma pop up, my wife is always just down to just jump on it and get it taken care of quickly.
See, dilemma!
I sit there and hem and haw about things. Should I do that? Should I not? My wife is a woman of action. This is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to handle it and just go. She doesn't like to sit around and like, oh, should we do this? Should we do this? That drives her crazy. Just get it done. I need someone like that in my life because analysis paralysis is real.
I like analysis paralysis. I like it being called that. I've never heard it that before.
You've never heard that before?
No.
That's what it is. You sit there and
I like that.
You paralyze yourself thinking of all the different options and outcomes.
I like living my life like that. In analysis paralysis. That's how I live too.
Got it.
I'm living life.
Living life.
All right,
guys.
So we have no one to shout out.
We didn't have anyone to shout out yesterday, nor do we have anyone to shout out Friday. That's 3 days in a row. So when will the dam burst? I don't know. I hope tomorrow.
Tomorrow is your day. Someone's going to win a Chuggy Muggy.
Yeah, someone will. A couple other honorable mentioned guesses, I guess, to shout out this morning since we can't shout out people. Tent. A few people guessed tent. You got a tent that pops up.
Okay.
I don't know how my wife would handle that. I'd love to see her try to put a tent together.
Okay.
Package and load also there as popular guesses.
Okay.
So
very cool.
Get you a wife that can handle those as well, too, I guess.
All right, tomorrow morning we will play What the Bleep once again, 7:05, so you have another chance to win that Chug Mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones, Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
This is Nick.
Hi, Nick. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
We are wonderful. Thank you so much for asking. All right, so you're going to be playing the JV Show Yep Nope game. It's our super fun trivia game. Now, Jess, what is Nick playing for today?
Today we have two tickets to see Allie and AJ on the line.
Ooh, Graham is like really excited that they're coming to the Bay Area.
Dude, so. I could hardly sleep last night.
I know. All right, so we're going to ask you four trivia questions. Got to get three correct, and these tickets are yours, okay? Easy enough. All right, so here is question number one. In terms of cars, what does the acronym SUV stand for?
Sports
Utility Vehicle.
Yeah. That's an easy one. Let's see if you know your geometry. Question number two. How many sides does a trapezoid have?
Four.
Yeah.
Okay. Question number three, according to the famous story, who was inspired to define his law of gravity by watching an apple falling off a tree?
I think it's Isaac Newton.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh my God.
That's Sir Isaac Newton to you.
Put some respect.
Put some respect on my
man,
Newton.
Isaac.
All right, you don't even need this last question. You've already won the game, but let's do it for fun. Question number four. Name one of the two NFL teams that always play on Thanksgiving Day.
The Detroit Lions.
Yep.
Wow.
Detroit Lions and the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, my God. You just made it look so easy.
I know.
That was great.
The fastest Yep Nope game we ever had, I think.
Yeah. We'll really wrap that one up.
Yes. And, Nick, you just got two tickets to see Allie and AJ. They are coming to the Bay in November.
Congratulations. Hang on there for that winning. Graham, do we have some shout outs?
You know we do. A lot of people in my DMs. First one here. Good morning, Graham. Another hot mama sliding into your DMs for a double birthday shout out to my Irish twins, Oliver and Elliot. They turned 15 and 14, and I want them to know how loved they are every day. We love your show and our faithful listeners, and that is from Mom Jamie. So happy, happy birthday to
happy
the two
birthday.
Of you guys.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, Graham, it's Joaquin and Gracelyn here. We're from Oakland. We listen to the show all the time on our way to school, and we are big fans. We wanted to know if you can give a birthday shout out to our mom, whose age we cannot say.
Smart.
We can just say she's not yet 45 years old. LOL. Her name is Jackie. We love you with all our hearts. You're the best mom in the world, and we hope you have a wonderful day. So happy, happy birthday to Jackie, who's Woo! Not yet 45.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, Graham, please wish my daughter, Nora Jean, a happy 12th birthday. Tell her that I love her to the moon and back a centillion times. And that is from Mom. So happy birthday, Nora Jean.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
How much is a centillion? Selena. Can you research that? Aunts in your DMs, can you wish my nephew Carlos Pauline a happy 11th birthday? We carpool to their school with a bunch of farts, a.k.a. kids, and they love the show, so we know he's listening. Again, happy, happy birthday, Carlos. Love Tia Licha. That, and she says, your favorite carpool driver. So happy, happy birthday, Carlos.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, Graham, please give a birthday shout out for us. Happy birthday, Rommel. We hope you have an amazing day. You're the best papa in the world. We love you so much. Kisses from Zara, Isla, and Mango. Happy, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
One more here. What up, Graham? What up? Mom, just casually sliding into your DMs. I'm going away on a work trip for 2 whole forking days. Please tell my husband and 2.5-year-old son how much I'll miss them when I'm away in Yountville, sipping martinis poolside for work. The mom guilt setting in. A JV show is number one in Yountville, by the way, ranked higher than the French Laundry. That's a big deal. Selena, you know about the French Laundry?
I don't.
That's like the one of the top restaurants in the world.
Whoa. It's in Yountville.
Very, very expensive spot. They listen to your show every morning, catch up on the podcast. Love you, Miguel and little Joaquin. So shout out to you guys. Yeah. But mom will be away in a couple
days. Have fun on your boring work trip.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
A Centillion. So it's number one, followed by 303 zeros.
That's a big number.
Whatever that is. Yeah. That's a centillion, I guess.
Yep. All right.
All right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Myra from San Bruno. Off topic, Graham. Whatever happened to the RV clunker that was parked on your property? Did your friend ever come by to pick it up? Did I miss it? Let me know. Love you guys. Bye.
Yeah, let's get an update, Graham.
All right, quick update on that. And if you don't know, I had a friend that asked if he could park his old RV on our property for one night. And then that one night has now turned into 7 months and still waiting for him to come get it. And the update is, it is still there. But you guys, it has gotten worse.
Why? What is worse?
Well, because I told you I've been doing like a ton of mowing and weed whacking on the property. And so he... And he's a good guy. He just hasn't been able to come get this thing off the property, even though I've been asking and pressuring him, like, hey, can you come pick this RV up? He's like, you know what? I'll help you do some mowing, because he's got like a riding mower, one of those big ones.
Yep.
And so he's like, I'll bring that over and then I'll help you out as like a way to sort of like repay me for storing his RV for the better part of a year now.
Yep.
But he had to borrow a truck to bring the trailer to bring that one over. So now I've got another trailer on the property. I've now got two things. Now I've got two things. Because he didn't have a way to get that one now towed off. So now I've now...
That one's... You got tricked.
I have a second trailer.
My God. But you're going to turn this into part of your paintball field.
Well,
that you're
we'll just make it into something else.
If raccoons haven't gotten in there yet...
Yeah, anyway.
Oh, my God, this is great. I love this. Keep us updated, Graham.
The RVs and trailers are now multiplying on the property.
They're spawning.
Yes, they're spawning new ones.
Thank you for that update, Graham. Oh, I want to remind everybody that in just a couple weeks, a little less than a couple weeks, we are going to be hanging out at Grayton Resort and Casino.
Hell yeah.
For our pool party. Ooh, woo! 21 and up. Steve Aoki is going to be there. There are still some tickets available if you want to go. You can even like rent like a cabana, like a day bed type of situation.
Yeah, they've got a good setup for that,
by the way. It
is
a nice place.
Very Vegas style pool party.
Go to our Instagram, JV Morning Show, because we have a contest there where you could win your way in there as well.
Do that. Mm-hmm. Do that. But then if you want to buy them and you have a guaranteed spot in there to party with Graham and I, then go to greatresortcasino.com/pool.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Forgot to mention that is May 24th.
Yep.
Right. Pool party, Memorial Day weekend. All right, so Tory Lanez attacked in prison and in critical condition. You guys know he's serving a 10-year sentence for shooting Megan Thee Stallion. And yesterday morning at about 7:20 in the morning, well, I already said that, 7:20 a.m., he was attacked on the prison yard and he was rushed by ambulance to an offsite hospital. And then he had to be airlifted from that hospital to another hospital because his injuries were that severe. Yesterday afternoon, his team posted an update that Tory was stabbed in total 14 times.
Whoa.
7 times in his back. 4 times in his torso, 2 times in the back of his head, and once on the left side of his face. And then as a result of this, both of his lungs collapsed. He was placed on a breathing machine. The good news is he is now breathing again on his own and he's able to talk, but he's in a lot of pain. His attorney said that he's upbeat, though. He's in good spirits and is expected to make a recovery. I can't think of anything scarier than that.
I don't ever want to go to prison.
No.
Nope, for a number
of reasons. That's just one of them.
Yeah.
Do we have any other details as to, like, what the reason behind
Not
it
Not yet.
Okay.
And Jess, you were saying in that last song you thought it had to be a pretty tiny little knife because he's so small.
I know. So why would you say that? He almost lost his life.
Wait, no,
you said he couldn't run away fast enough because his legs were so short.
Yeah.
Why are you guys joking about
that's
such
what
a
you said?
Knife?
Yeah, we're just repeating what you said.
I did not say such a thing because we're basically the same height, I think.
That's a good point.
That is a good point. You guys are.
So, and Graham, that sounds like something you would say to make fun of us and him.
Yeah, Graham, you did say all that during the last time.
I don't know. Now you guys are making that up, putting words in my mouth.
Okay, are we shipping Cardi B and Stefan Diggs?
I think I like this.
I mean, I do too. Mm-hmm. You guys know that they hard launched their relationship last night, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it took place last night? Why wasn't I given a notification of the hard launch?
I don't think anybody knew ahead of time until we saw them sitting courtside at the Knicks game together and they were like holding
hands. Oh, you were watching the Knicks game and you saw that?
No, right. But I saw pictures on Instagram.
Jess, were you watching the Knicks game and you saw that?
Mm-hmm. Good
yeah,
game.
Right.
Well, they were there and they were, the PDA was PDAing. They were like holding hands and like arms wrapped for one another at times. And he is a younger man, by the way. She is 32.
Mm-hmm.
He's 31.
That's not.
Not a huge age difference. Yeah. But we know men don't mature until mid 50s.
Right.
If that.
Yeah. If ever.
By the way, also at this game, just a couple of seats over from them was Kendall and Kylie and Timothy Chalamet. If you don't know, Timmy is a diehard Knicks fan. And now Kylie is too, apparently.
Oh.
Oh, all the couples were out last night.
It's a spot to be.
I do like Cardi and Stefan together. They look really good.
Yeah. It was an upgrade for her.
Yeah. Huge upgrade.
They just seem like they both have, I mean, I don't know that much about him, but in his NFL career, he's been a bit of a malcontent at times when he's not getting enough passes thrown his way, like a lot of wide receivers, you know. It's a big personality. Right. She's a big personality.
Okay. I think they go together, hopefully, until...
Until it goes
sideways.
Oh, no.
But for now, it's good. Flames. For now, it's good. Grammy, what do you have?
All right, the Lionel Messi craze has continued as his Inter-Miami soccer team are here in the Bay Area to take on the San Jose Earthquakes tomorrow night. The game at PayPal Park in San Jose already sold out. Tickets on the resale market are getting very expensive. The cheapest standing room ticket I see online right now is for $398.
Oh,
if you want a good
God.
Seat, you want to actually sit somewhere,
please,
maybe sit
much?
Down close to the field, those are going from anywhere from $500 to a couple thousand and up each. Messi is the biggest soccer star on the planet, so no surprise here that the prices are skyrocketing. This is a pretty rare event for him to play here. I don't know that. I think he played in like a friendly match here one time. I don't know. He doesn't come to the play. You don't get to see him play in the Bay Area very often. So fans are obviously clamoring, trying to catch a glimpse of his greatness. One of the questions I've seen some concern about is whether or not he's actually going to take the field. Early on, they were saying Inter Miami's on a road trip, and I heard some talk that he might get rested for this one, but he practiced yesterday. I think, and we can all manifest it for everyone that's going, that he takes the field. I think he will.
Can you imagine if he doesn't and everyone paid all this money?
I just checked the injury report for the teams. He's not listed on anything on there. I think he plays. I know. But could you imagine, being like, oh, my God, I can't wait to see him play. And then he's on the sidelines the entire time. I think he's going to play. Let's just
hope
and manifest that. That game is tomorrow night at 7:30.
Go nice. Mets!
No, woo! Go Quakes!
All right. Thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us on this Tuesday. We have your Crazy Cash on standby. That's your chance to win $1,000. First, Graham, question for you.
Sure.
How old does your daughter have to be? Well, because you have a daughter. How old is she right now, little Quinn?
She's 5.
She wants to get a piercing. How old does she have to be for... Let's say.
Of what variety?
Does she have her ears pierced?
No.
Okay. Well, she wants to get her ears pierced. Would you be okay with that?
At 5?
Yeah. Or whenever. I'm asking you, what's the age?
I feel like at this point, if you didn't do it right away, it's too painful now, right? I mean, that sounds very painful. So, I don't know, 11 or 12?
Okay.
I don't know. When do girls get their ears pierced? I have no idea.
Usually,
have no idea.
My daughters did when they were babies, right. So...
Well, that's not.
So aside from that,
some people do babies.
Right.
Yeah, well, that sounded weird.
Whoa!
Some people do it as babies.
Yes.
Some people do it later. Right. So what's the age? You guys are, did you guys both have yours done when you were an infant?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I honestly don't know. That's why I'm asking you. Let's say your daughter wants to get a different piercing. Let's say like her tongue. How old?
A tongue piercing?
Yeah.
Wait till you're 18, bro.
There's a mom who has come under fire online for letting her 12-year-old daughter get her tongue pierced.
12?
No. So I wanted to ask other parents, because look, I am like hell to the no. As long as you are my daughter, I'm not okay with it. Once you turn 18, I can't stop you, you know? But 12, absolutely not. And I was actually kind of shocked at the amount of people in the comments who were like, I got mine at 13 or 14. So yeah, whatever. Just let her express herself. Like what? Excuse me?
A tongue piercing, I think, is too much. Her poor teeth are going to be gone by the time turns 18.
Have you seen what it'll do to like the inside of your mouth behind your teeth?
No.
It'll like completely wreck your gums, the bottom teeth, to where the gums are like
slowly beating
they're
them
like
up.
Not even existent. They're just like,
it's just
recessing
bone?
Or whatever that word is.
Oh,
yes.
No.
Yes.
So why do you draw, I mean, aside from that, why do you draw such a hard line stance against, because you're fine with the ears being pierced. Well,
I feel like ears.
What's the difference?
I feel like ears are different. They're just your ears. Like I had to, okay, look, I'm about to bring up my daughter right now because.
Uh-oh, no.
She's been asking for a piercing and I have to say no. And I had to check her location to make sure she's not listening because she has banned me from talking about her on the show. Right. So nobody tell her.
Of what variety is she looking for?
She wants her nose pierced.
Oh, no.
And oh, I am so cute, though.
I know it is.
And you have your nose
pierced.
And
you have one.
Yeah, but I'm an adult.
When'd you get it?
But what's the difference
when
there?
When I was 15. But I can't, but she can't know that because I don't want her to get hers.
Right.
And I feel like the world's biggest hypocrite.
So you waited until 21 to get that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
That
wink.
Was 25. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when my dad took me. So yeah, I don't know. I don't want my daughter getting anything pierced, tattoos. I could never let her, even though I have tattoos. But it's one of those things where it's like, once you turn 18, I can't stop you. But as long as I have a say-so, it's not happening. A tongue piercing, though, a lot of people were commenting, like, it just seems sexual a little bit.
Okay.
I have to agree.
I don't really see that with a tongue one.
It just seems more adult than
an ear
piercing.
It does.
But I think a nose one, it doesn't give me as adult vibes as the tongue one does.
Why didn't you pierce her nose? No, now that you're, are you annoyed that you didn't just have her nose pierced when she was a baby, now knowing that she wants it?
No, because I still don't want that on her.
But why? How do you know if she wanted her ears pierced?
That's a good point.
I don't know. I guess you don't know. But she did say now that she's glad I got them pierced when she was a baby, so she didn't have to go through it now.
Okay, so it worked out. But what if she was like, I never wanted my ears pierced?
Well, then take the earrings out.
But then there's a hole there.
Okay, well,
the hole will come.
If you ever want to wear earrings, it's already there.
Punched in my ears, Mom. I want to wear clip-ons.
Well, too bad.
So, Selena, you're okay with any, let's say she wanted to get more piercings, like all throughout the ear. You're okay with that.
She does have a second ear piercing, but now she's asking for a third one. And I'm like, no, that was it. That was like a gift 1 year, and that was it.
Oh, next thing you know, it's going to be done. Belly piercing.
No, yeah, she's asking next. About the belly.
Are young people still doing the...
I guess it's back.
Belly piercing?
I guess so.
Interesting.
I guess so. Graham.
It's weird how we draw an interesting distinction about what is allowed to pierceable at a young age and what is not. It seems a little arbitrary to me.
Where are you with things? Because your daughter at some point is going to start asking too.
Like I said, I'm not sure of the appropriate age to have your daughter get her ears pierced. I don't know, whatever that is. 10, 11, mm-hmm. 12. I don't know what that is. Sure. I'm fine with that. The other things, might have to wait till you're 18, bro.
Ooh, I think...
Like, I'm not letting... If she came to me at 14 and was like, I want my belly button pierced, sorry, you're going to have to wait.
Yeah, I think belly button you wait for, tongue you wait for, nose, I'm kind of on the line about that one, though, because that one's so cute.
If you had a 13-year-old daughter, you would let her get her nose pierced?
Not at 13. Wait till at least you're 16. Till you can drive.
Okay. Also, I just got a Ring notification. My family is heading to the car.
All right.
Do not bring up my daughter anymore. Oh, okay.
I didn't even know you had a daughter.
Thank you.
Yeah. I know what you're talking
what
about.
Daughter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What daughter? But I do want to know, parents, what are the ages for you?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. I'm hoping I am not too late for a birthday shout out. My boy Owen turns 11 today, and it would be amazing if you were able to catch him on his way to school around 8 for some first thing birthday love. Love you.
Aw, happy birthday!
Oh, happy birthday, Owen! Hope you have a great day.
Who gives a fart?
Oh, that's a good point. Oh, can I send a happy birthday shout-out to my sister?
Sure.
Today is my sister Naomi's birthday, so happy birthday. She does listen.
How old is she turning?
Oh, I will never say a woman's age. You try to trick me into that one. I'm not falling for that, Graham.
Dang it.
But can I get a who gives a fart?
Yeah.
Who gives a fart?
Thank happy you birthday. Very much. All right. There's a mom under fire after posting that she let her 12-year-old daughter get her tongue pierced. And so I was like, you know, asking Graham a bunch of questions. Well, at what age would you let your daughter get a tongue piercing or a belly button piercing or a nose ring or
never.
Whatever? Yeah, the answer for both Graham and I is never.
No, I mean, it's definitely got to be a little older. Yeah.
Yeah, when you turn 18, we can't control that, but you're going to have to at least wait until then. But I wanted to turn it over to you parents. What do you guys think?
So I have a 17-year-old daughter. She really wanted her nose pierced, and I was always against it until I think she turned 15. And I finally let her, because you know what? She's probably going to get it done in English class from a kid that says he does it on the side. So I took her to a reputable place, got it done. It's super cute on her. I think she was either 14 or 15. A lot of kids are getting it done younger, but you have to be comfortable.
Thoughts about that? You don't allow them to do it, she's saying, so they're just going to find some friend of theirs that says they can do it and then do it that way.
That's a good point.
They will. Mm-hmm. That's how I got a lot of my ear piercings.
Really?
At school.
How'd they work out?
Very uneven.
Wasn't this quite as professional as you would have hoped?
Yeah, very uneven.
When you're getting it done by the dumpsters behind your math class?
In the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. In the bathroom.
But like between classes.
My ears didn't fall off or anything. You know, maybe a little infection here and there.
Couple infections, a lot of no swelling, big deal.
And now I'm stuck with these uneven piercings.
Whoops.
But
was your mom, Selena, was your mom anti you getting like more piercings in your ears and stuff like that?
My mom is anti everything. My mom is anti anything fun. Piercing. Tattoos, piercings, alcohol, everything.
Got it.
What about dyeing your hair? Is that something that you, as parents, you allow, you're a little more lenient on?
Or that's is just that temporary. Also? I don't care.
Yeah, I'm still pretty strict on that too.
Okay.
I don't know. My daughter asks and I'm just like, nah, not right now. Just not
the time.
Not yet. We're not ready for that yet. But back to the piercings.
Tongue piercing at 12? Nope.
Tongue piercing at 12? Nope.
I would think most parents feel like that.
Right.
Right? At least, I don't know. I would hope so. At the end of the day, it's your kid. If you, allow whatever works for you guys.
Hi, guys. This is Lindsay from Napa. I am leaving a talk back about the piercings. I was 16 when I got my belly button pierced. My mom gave me that as my birthday present. I don't know about a tongue piercing at 12, though. That sounds a little scandalous. All right. Have a good day, guys. Bye.
How about that? 16, Selena. 16 for a belly button piercing.
I don't see myself now ever allowing that.
Really?
But who knows? Maybe once we get to that point and my daughter is, if I had a daughter, because I'm not allowed to talk about her on
Never
the show.
Never heard, yeah. It's a hypothetical.
Yeah, if I had a daughter who was going to be 16 at some point, maybe I might feel different.
Right.
When we get to that point. I don't know. But that's a ways down
the
road if I had said child.
Morning, guys. This is Erica from Fremont. About the piercings,
Are we gonna get anyone
biased because I have my nose pierced and all my sisters have their nose pierced and my goddaughter has her nose pierced, and it's for us, it's more of a family thing, I guess you could say, that we all got it done. But my youngest sister got it done when she was 12, and it was the smallest little tiny stud.
How about 12 for a nose piercing? Jess,
I think that's too young. 16 is my age.
But
for
what
everything.
If it's a family thing? They're a family of nose piercers.
No. 16 sounds like a good age. 12? 13? That seems too young.
Have you seen 12-year-olds nowadays? They look like they're 20.
Exactly.
They're all grown up. Just let them get the piercing.
No, but the piercing's just going to add like 3 more years to that.
Wow, so you're saying Selena's nose piercing makes her look 3 years older than she actually is.
I didn't say it, you did.
So now I look 29, if I'm only 26 and a half.
Yeah, 29 and a half, here you are.
Thank you. Yeah, I can. It does make me feel like the biggest hypocrite because I'm the one that... I have my nose pierced. I got my belly button pierced. I have the tattoos, but I can't get behind letting my kids do that.
It's an interesting double standard you got there.
It really is, but like I just can't. I can't. You're not going to ruin your body or anything until you're old enough to decide that for yourself.
So you're admitting that you've ruined yours.
That's a good point.
Probably. Yeah.
I mean, I think everything we do is ruining our body. Drinking, everything. I mean, I'm not going to allow my kids to do that. Like, no.
Got it.
You know? Let's do one more talk back.
Guys, it's your boy, Andy Luna. Mid to late 90s, early 2000s, all these hoochies had their tongue and belly button pierced. You guys remember, right?
Uh-huh.
They would come to school and you'd be like, dang, they got their tongue pierced. Crazy. You know, we lived in a wild time. You know, there was a bunch of girls. For example, girls that had the name Jess and Selena were the ones that always had these type of piercings.
I remember those.
Tell me I'm wrong. Prove me I'm wrong.
Listen. Okay,
good morning, guys.
But no. 12.
We all know girls who came to school one day with a new piercing or a tattoo.
And in the 90s, I was like 2.
We were in the womb.
Yeah, my grandparents were telling me about it. Yeah.
The same womb, different wombs.
Yeah, but yeah, a lot of hoochies back then.
But not at 12.
It was different times. It was different times.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're going to do a couple more talkbacks having to do with piercings, and then we're going to wrap this thing up. But these two talkbacks just came in.
Good morning, JV Show. This message is for Selena. Selena, you talk about your mom not being able to let you guys do anything that was fun when you guys were kids, and very strict and anti-everything. And you also talk about, like, you don't want your kids to do certain type of things until they are of age. Sounds to me like you actually sound like your mom. And there's nothing wrong with that. We love our mommies.
I am
that
my
is
mom.
I hadn't thought of that. My mom's strict. She didn't like piercings or tattoos or whatever. And they were like, will you let your kids do those things? No, never. They're not doing that. You have become your mom. Wow.
Isn't that crazy? We all inevitably turn into our parents without even realizing it.
And all that time growing up, you're like, I'm going to be totally different when I'm
the
a parent.
Worst.
Just watch, Mom. You'll see. And then you became her.
I am her. She is me.
Yeah, they do always say, like, you'll understand one day. Mm-hmm. One day.
And you do. So listen to your parents.
Hey, guys. Happy Tuesday. So we're talking about nose piercings. What about is there an age where you're too old to get it? Like, is 34 too old to get a cute little nose piercing? Is there a cutoff age for that? Because now, after all this talk, I'm thinking about getting a cute little nose piercing. But I'm 34, so, and a mom. So, maybe that's too much. Bye.
Ladies,
I'll let you field that one.
No, do it.
There's no age.
I don't think there's a cutoff age.
Is there a cutoff age for a navel belly button piercing?
No.
I don't think so. I think if you can pull it off and it makes you happy, do it.
So you're like 80, go for it.
And wear a crop top so people
skin
can see
might
it.
Not, yes. That skin might not heal. It might just fall off, but you go do it.
I think do it.
Yeah, if it falls off, then just pierce another part.
Right. Just pierce a little higher up and so on and so forth.
Like the headlights?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Ouch. Is there a cutoff on that?
No.
Okay.
Do whatever you want.
All right.
All right. New way to use AI, Grant?
This is pretty exciting, you guys. The future of customer service is arriving at a Lowe's store near you. The home improvement giant rolling out a brand new AI-enabled customer service app. It's going to be powered by a ChatGPT. It's designed to help workers assist shoppers more quickly. We've all been in this situation. You're at a hardware store. You ask an employee for help. Maybe a suggestion on how do I complete this project or a product I might need or a tool. And unfortunately, most of the time, those people don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
But now they will, because they will have a virtual advisor at their fingertips that's able to answer all your questions. I thought this is pretty cool, you guys, because Lowe's reached out to us. They asked if we wanted to sort of beta test this and try it out. So I thought we could each take turns asking the Milo. That's what it's called.
Oh, Milo.
The Milo companion app, maybe a different home improvement question, something you've wanted to know. Jess, do you have something maybe in mind that you would like to ask it?
All right. This is perfect. Milo. Okay. My boyfriend and I, we like to sit on the balcony a lot. So I was wondering if there's some really good potted plants that you recommend, you know, some that would grow really well out there and also, though, be safe for my cat.
Ooh, great question.
Wow, you guys sound super boring, but okay, yeah, I can help. First, determining what will grow well where you live is based largely on the different microclimates. For example, it could be roasting hot in San Jose, but foggy and cool in Piedmont. As far as your cat, lots of plants are toxic to them, so I would trade your cat in for a dog.
What?
Milo,
Milo, you're mean.
She sounds a little snarky. And did I hear climates
in Piedmont? Piedmont? So I was saying them right all
and
along.
Great taste in pets. Just trade your cat in for a dog.
Wow, Milo. They're still working out the bugs, you guys. This is not the official rollout isn't quite ready yet. Selena, I don't even know. Are you prepared for a little? She gets a little sassy maybe on the Milo app. But do you want to try asking maybe a home improvement question?
Yeah,
or something?
I actually do have a question, and I've been thinking about this for a while. But like you said, Graham, you go to one of these stores and you ask a person, and they're like, duh, I don't really know.
I have no idea.
So, Milo, can you recommend a brand of cordless power tools that I can get for my husband? There's a few things around the house that needs to get done, but we just don't have the right tools for it.
Please don't waste my time. You and I both know that even if you buy him the tools, he isn't going to use them. They are just going to lay there and go to waste like that growing pile of bagel bites and dino nuggets that your kids have dropped on your floor. Maybe I could direct you to some cleaning supplies so you and him can clean those up.
Wow! Shots fired, Milo's. She's a little,
wow,
a little sassy. I don't even know. I'm kind of scared to ask a question. Do I bother?
Do it.
You
yes.
have to.
All right, Milo. I was wondering if you could tell me a product that most pros prefer to use for waterproofing shower walls before you apply tile.
Finally, someone asks me something that knows what they are talking about. You wouldn't believe some of the other questions I get asked. It's like if you don't know the difference between a circular saw and a miter saw, don't waste my time. And may I just add that you sound like you are incredibly handsome, and that anytime you would like to whip out your big framing nailer, I will let you nail me anytime. Sorry, I already forgot what you asked for help with.
Of course!
I think I stumped her with that question.
Yeah. Milo has a type.
Milo seems... I like it.
Graham, did you happen to write a script for Milo by chance?
No, I don't know what you're talking about,
are
Selena.
Are you sure?
No, okay. I don't know. That's okay. The app. Try it out. Coming to
ask.
A Lowe's store near you, you guys. Lowe's is about to get a lot more helpful.
I'm here for this.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
JV Show family, Eric from San Jose. Hey, yo, Milo, chill. What's up? Chill. I felt that, Selena. I felt that, guys. So, Selena, I will recommend getting Milwaukee Tools. Milwaukee, they are top one. Every other real one, real, blue collar, they would say so. So I recommend Milwaukee. And so Graham, I really hope you build your house in Milwaukee. If not, if you build it with the wood, it's gonna. I hope it stays up.
Oh my god!
Oh wait, is this bad news for you, Graham?
Well, first off, if you missed it, go back and podcast. We got to test the new Milo app, which is the Lowe's customer service AI enabled things. You can ask a question. So Selena asked it, what type of power tools should I get my husband? He recommends Milwaukee Tools. They're great. I own some Milwaukee Tools, a few of them, but yes, I did build my house mostly with DeWalt tools. So according to Eric, it is going to fall
it's
down.
It's just going to crumble.
Yeah.
Can't
one day it's
wait.
Just going to crumble down.
Oh no.
Dang it.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And today's Hottest Trending is sponsored by Prime Youth Aesthetics. You guys, I'm going to be there on the 28th. It's a Wednesday from 4 to 6. The last time, by the way, they're in downtown Pleasanton. Last time I was there, and we're going to do the same thing. We gave away so much stuff.
Nice.
Filler, Botox stuff, like just like everything you want for wellness and like everything you want in a med spa, they have.
Love it.
All right, so Kim K testified this morning in the Paris robbery trial for more than 2 hours. She showed up to court with her mom and Courtney. She wore all black, lots of jewelry, which I think was to send a message to the group of robbers that she was facing for the first time, by the way, since the robbery in 2016. In case you need a little refresher, she was at Paris Fashion Week and staying in this luxury apartment when she was bound and robbed by a group known as the Grandpa Robbers, because they were all hella old. They made off with more than $10 million worth of jewelry. And today, Kim gave her account of the entire thing. She said it was like 3 a.m. She's in bed. She heard stomping outside. Then men dressed as police officers entered her room, and they had another man in handcuffs. She recognized that man as being the concierge from downstairs. they kidnapped the concierge. That's how they got into the room. And Kim says she was genuinely confused, like, what is happening right now? She said that she was in hysterics as the men pushed her onto the bed. They put tape around her hands, her mouth, while another had a gun pointed at her. She said that they were pulling her by her legs to get her closer to them to tape her. She said she was naked, everything exposed, and she was sure that she was going to be assaulted. She wasn't, FYI, but she did legit think that she was going to die that night. She said all she could think about is Courtney coming back to the room and finding her there, and then she'd be haunted by that memory forever. As you know,
how selfless of her.
Yeah, thinking of her sister.
Yeah, only worried about her sister's mental health.
As you know, then the robbers threw Kim into the bathroom and they left her there while they made off with everything. That's when Kim scooted over to the sink and she tried to rub the tape off of her hands while her ankles and mouth were still tied up. She was able to get the hand tape off, and then there's not audio or video from inside the courtroom. I'm just reading things that have been posted to certain websites. It says here that she was able to hop down to find her friend and stylist who was staying downstairs. I don't know if she was able to, like...
It's like out of a movie. She's bound and she's hopping down the hallway for help.
Yeah, so, naked. So she goes and she finds someone who's downstairs, and then they hid outside. They, like, went outside and they hid in the bushes while they waited for her mom to come because they were afraid the robbers were going to come back. And then when Kris Jenner does arrive and police get there, Kim was still afraid because she didn't know if these were, like, actual officers or fake ones.
They probably thought Kris Jenner was part of it, and so they attacked her.
She was having major trust issues. Kim said that this did change her life. Before then, she always felt safe, especially in Paris. Like, she would go out in the middle of the night, no security, out to eat. Now, even to this day, she always has 4 to 6 security guards guarding her
every single night.
Yeah. Every single night. The judge asked,
Would you trade it all? Would you want that? You can be one of the most famous and wealthy people. Anytime you want to go, just pop over to B-Dubs and get a nice meal. Buffalo Wild Wings, shout out. Mm-hmm. You have to bring 4 to 6 security guards?
No.
I don't want that. I want to be a norm. I'm happy being a norm.
Well, I want to be rich.
I would still want Kim's life.
I
want her money, but I don't want her fame.
All the mean social media and then having to have bodyguards and stalkers and people trying to break into your house and people tying you up and robbing you of your jewels. No thanks.
She did say that the heist was very well planned out. She also learned afterwards that they were going to attempt the robbery the year before. Or maybe not a full year before, but one of her previous visits to Paris. But the grandpa robbers called it off because she was there with Kanye. And they didn't want to have to deal with Kanye or mess with him. So they waited till she was there without Kanye because Kanye was on tour at this time.
They're like, we don't have to fight someone. We're the grandpa robbers. We don't want to fall and break a hip.
So that's when they made their room.
The grandpa robbers very gently tying her up with, like, their old handkerchief, you know, and they're using, like, they're doing a granny knot, obviously, because of the grandpa robbers. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, when they're about to leave, they're like, oh, thank you. And they give her a little Werther's caramel candy from their pocket. You know, don't you picture the grandpa robbers being very kind? And albeit very slow moving.
Yeah, until I actually read some of the criminal background of these guys. So, yeah, on the outside, it may seem that way, but she was zip tied up. Like, there was no way her getting out. There wasn't little handkerchiefs all, like, tied up.
They weren't just all wearing Dockers and, like, a sweater vest.
No.
And telling her story. The whole time they're telling her stories and bringing out their phones to show them pictures of their grandkids. Like, you'll never believe.
But they can't work the
phone. Look at little Ellie. She's in the 4th grade now. And she's like, oh my God, this is torture. I don't care about your kid or grandkids. Yes.
Kim was also asked about her criminal justice reform work and how she feels about that in this case.
Objection. How's this relevant?
Kim said, I always believe in second chances. I try to have empathy always, but I do also fight for victims who have been through horrific crimes, and I want to be heard and understood. This was also where a lot of the robbers who were there, they were able to talk to her directly, and Kim did say...
There was
one guy who was, he is deaf and mute. And so he wrote a letter to Kim and she responded. She said, I forgive you for what has taken place, but it doesn't change the emotion and the feelings and the trauma, the way my life is forever changed.
Whoa. How did he?
How are you letting a deaf and mute guy tie you up? Like, seriously?
We don't know if he was one of
I'm joking.
We don't know if there are so many people involved. Only, I think, 5 or 6 of them were actually involved with the actual heist. Other ones were coordinating transportation and, you know, actually, like, there was a guy whose job was to just ride off on a bike with the jewelry. So, like, they all had different jobs even outside of the...
Can we get it? Why don't we have a movie of this?
We honestly should.
Ocean Silver or something, sponsored by Centrum Silver. Like, you know what I mean? We need, like, Ocean's retirement home version or whatever.
Please.
The degree to... that this was orchestrated is pretty fascinating. Yes. It's pretty incredible.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Earlier this morning, in case you missed it, we talked a lot about piercings. It started because there's a mom who's come under fire after letting her 12-year-old daughter get her tongue pierced. Mm-hmm. And that just launched an entire conversation. Well, how old is too old? And is there a cutoff age? We have one talk back on that.
Ooh, guys, I don't know. I think there's definitely a cutoff age for piercings. My ex-husband is about mid-50s, and he has a tongue piercing, and it's creepy. It creeps me out, and I'm sure it creeps other girls out, too. Nat from Napa. Have a good morning.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so, yeah, we determined, you know, 12 years old, probably too young for the tongue piercing, way too young in my mind. And then she's saying, yeah, there is a too old limit on that.
But is it worse because it's a guy?
I think so.
I think so, too.
No offense, guys.
Wow.
It is kind of creepy.
Sexism on this show. It's rampant.
No, it's not. It's just a double standard.
Okay, right. The double standards on this show, they run rampant.
Yeah, it just
seems
creepier.
We're saying just for the tongue piercing. At least I'm saying just for the tongue piercing.
Yeah.
Okay, so 50-plus-year-old guy with a belly button piercing.
Yeah, sure.
Jess, you didn't
say that with
really
a lot of confidence. You didn't say that with a lot of confidence there,
but
Jess.
Oh my God. But, okay. That is
the double standards. Double standards on the show are running rampant.
He can have it. Just don't show it off.
Oh, so you'd be creeped out by it, in other words.
Maybe a little bit.
There you go.
I'm just not a big fan of piercings in general. Not on guys, at least.
Okay. The double standards on the show.
Dang it, that wasn't helping.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. This is Kristen out of Oakland. I have this hilarious... So, Mother's Day, my mom showed up accidentally with a crop top. Now, I say accidentally because she doesn't... I mean, she kind of would wear a crop top, but, like, she just turned a very healthy 60-something, and I don't think she meant to wear this crop top. Should I have said something to her? It was Mother's Day. Uh-oh, what would you have done?
How do you accidentally wear a crop top, though?
That's a good question. Well, you're getting older. You can't see the size of the shirt you're wearing. You just put it on. Do you care to answer that, Jess or Selena? She's more asking, is there a kind of a cutoff on crop tops?
I feel like I have to say no because I feel like that would be me. I'm back in my crop top era, and my daughter's probably like, mom, like, what are you doing? But I feel like as long as you feel confident enough that you can wear it, then, I mean, wear it, because that'll probably be me.
I mean, I think that's the takeaway from all these things about piercings or crop tops, whatever it is, everybody should have the confidence to wear whatever they want.
I would die if it was my mom.
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay,
right now.
So Jess, your mom shows up to Mother's Day wearing a very revealing crop top, and you're like, I don't know. Would you say something? Because it is on Mother's Day.
I would say something.
You would?
Because she would want me to say something.
You're going to tell your mom that she doesn't look fantastic on Mother's Day?
No.
It's Mother's Day.
I'm going to be like, look at this brand new, beautiful, long shirt. Put it on.
Wow.
It just broke her heart.
No, it makes her feel young and sexy.
Yes.
And
well, then if she tells me
that
it makes her...
And you just told her she looks like trash on Mother's Day of all days.
Oh, my God. Wow.
If she tells me that she feels like hot and young and beautiful, then keep it on. But
and then you're like, here, but cover up.
Yeah. No.
Keep your young hotness away from us. We don't want to see it, so here's a robe.
Jess. That's just our bond. You
We're
know
learning
that
so
was.
Much about Jess. She's just like the mean one on the show.
Yeah, that's what I've noticed. God. I've noticed that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.